Why is it that you guys seem to love my episodes where I make a fool of myself, put myself out there the most, and am just completely raw and honest? Well, whatever it is, whether I'm the weirdo or you are, we're in this together now, and I'm about to bear it all. So here we go. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline, and I am your host. I am so fucking excited to be doing this mini episode. I came up with the idea for this episode on a whim, and I'm really just gonna let it all hang out. So, this is your warning. Turn back now. Turn back now. Maybe go pee. I don't know. I hope this makes you laugh. Let's fucking do it. So between my clients, my followers, my tribe, you guys, I chat with some people about the weirdest things that they have anxiety about, right? And so I'm like, man, how do I normalize this? Like, how do I help people understand that the shit you're worrying about, the shit that you just had a panic attack about, like, it's actually pretty normal if you live in this world with mental health and stuff like we all do. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you either have some mental health diagnosis or you know someone who does, and or you just get it. So I decided today that I am going to share with you guys some of the things that I get anxiety about that I've never shared before. Oh boy. I am talking about shit that could still give me a fucking panic attack with the drop of a hat. Things that I think back on or things I experience that still put me on edge after all this time. So let's take a walk down memory lane. This is one of those things where I will be crawling into bed one night and all of a sudden, bam, my brain's like, oh, you were doing good today? Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about that that time in seventh grade. And I'm like, fuck, why is this coming up? So let me share. In seventh grade, I was in an English class and we were presented the opportunity to do this really big project, and you could kind of do it however you wanted to. You could make a video, you could make like a PowerPoint presentation, you could give like a lesson to the class, whatever. It was very open, and my friend and I are like, dude, let's make a video. Let's do that. That would be fun. And so found a video camera. I have no idea where it came from. We went to my house and I don't even know what we were doing, but we were recording each other. I don't know if we were acting out some sort of skit or something. I don't know. But we have this video camera. We're recording each other. We make this tape. We go to school. We're presenting it, you know, the next week or whatever. And oh my gosh. I put the video on the TV in front of the entire class, right? Because we're going to watch it. And we're watching it and we're watching it. And all of a sudden, my ass is on the TV. My friend had done this blooper scene that we did not record over. And I was bent over. My underwear were hanging out of my jeans. And she had recorded it. And I was horrified. Like, literally thought I was going to die in that moment. My teacher gets up, takes out the video and is like, okay, yep, that was great. And everyone's just laughing. I mean, I'm in a room full of seventh graders. I'm horrified. My face was beet red. Of course, the boys I was crushing on were in there. My friend is just cracking up. She thought it was the funniest thing in the world. But I literally thought I was going to fucking die. And that's the kind of shit that still pops up in my brain and is like, remember that time? I bet everyone else remembers that time. Oh, man. Okay, how about this? I will not sleep without a blanket over my head. Why? because I have mad anxiety that a bug is going to go into my ears and or my nose or mouth if I don't have a blanket over my head. Because in case you guys didn't know, bugs can't get under the blankets. Like, I'm cracking up because I hear how it sounds. And it's fucking ridiculous. But it's one of those things. Every night, Derek's like, oh, you're going to bed? Because he sees me put the blanket over my head. And I'm like, oh, yep, good night. Yep. That gives me anxiety. Okay, last one. Social outings. So I'm pretty bubbly, energetic, but I'm also super introverted. And I love having really intimate conversations, but big groups are not my jam. So something that gives me mad anxiety is when I'm in a group, I do not know how to be interrupted and keep moving. So if I try to say something and someone interrupts me and is like, even if they're adding to what I'm saying or contributing to the story, I literally cannot keep talking after that. I will like shut down, become a zombie, and just be like, I may as well leave this room because I am no longer contributing anything here. Because I get so nervous, like, oh, maybe they didn't like what I was saying, or yeah, whatever I was saying was probably dumb anyway, or like, it didn't really matter. It's not a big deal. They probably have so much better stuff to say. Like, in social situations, I will literally shut down if you interrupt me because I cannot handle it. And I just, like, think that, oh, yeah, that was worthless. Like, you're right. You're right. Move on. What? So, yeah. I worry about weird shit, too. I get anxiety and panic attacks over weird-ass shit. So, reminder, you're not fucking crazy. You're normal. It's normal and it's okay. And I am right there with you. I so hope that you were able to laugh at this. I am in a super awesome spot where I can fucking laugh at myself. I get it. I know it's irrational and ridiculous. It still happens to me though, and I'm still working on it. And I'm noticing these thoughts, and I just try to laugh in the moment. And yes, I'm going to keep sleeping with the blanket over my head. Oh, I hope you guys love this episode. Let me know what you think. Take a screenshot. Tag me over on Instagram at The Anxious Therapist. And we will catch you here so soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.